Hi, this is David. Over the years, I've started a number of businesses, like this podcast. Some have succeeded and others have failed. But the common experience has been feeling rather alone at the start and getting overwhelmed by all the things you have to do, all the different hats you have to wear. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With Shopify's help, you can launch a beautiful online store fast. It's like having your own design studio, with hundreds of templates that are easily modified to match your brand's unique vibe. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools to accelerate content creation. You'll be able to quickly write product descriptions, page headlines, while also enhancing product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Essays on Work and Culture by Hamilton Wright Mabey, published in 1898. There is a deeper unity in the work of the world than has been clearly understood as of yet. There is that vital unity which binds together those who are not only engaged in a common task, but who are also involved in a common spiritual process. The very necessity of work carries with it the implication of an incomplete world and an imperfectly developed society. In the making of the world, women and men have their part. Here as elsewhere, we meet God and cooperate with Him, the divine and the human combining to perfect the process of unfolding and evolution. Until the work of humanity has developed it, the earth is raw material. It is full of power, but that power is not conserved and directed. It is full of the potentialities of fertility, but there are no harvests. All manner of possibilities, both material and spiritual, are in it. Food, ore, force, beauty. But these possibilities must await human skill before they can be turned into wealth, comfort, art, civilization. God gives the earth as a mine, and we must work it as a field and till it. As a reservoir of force, we must make connection with it. As the rough material out of which order, symmetry, utility, beauty, and culture may be wrought, we must unfold these higher uses by intelligence, skill, toil, and character. At some time, every particle of the civilized world has been like the old frontier, and humanity has reclaimed either the desert or the wilderness by its heroic sacrifices and labors. It is a misuse of language, therefore, to say that the world is made. It is not made, because it is being made century by century through the toil of successive generations. Now, this creative process in which God and humanity unite is what we call work. It is not a process introduced among people as an afterthought or as a form of punishment. It was involved in the initial creative act, and it is part of the complete creative act. The concept of a process of development carries with it the idea not of a finished, but of an unfinished world. It interprets history not as a record of people and events separate from the stage upon which they appear, but as the story of the influence of an unfinished world upon an undeveloped people, and of the marvelous unfolding through which the hidden powers and qualities of the material and the worker are brought into play. Work becomes therefore not only a continuation of the divine activity in the world, but a process entwined with the very constitution of that world. Growth is the divinest element in life, and work is one of the chief factors in growth. The earth is therefore, in its unfolding and its final form, the joint product of the love and power of God, and of the toil and sacrifice of people. The creative purpose is not accomplished in a single act. It is being wrought out through a long progression of acts. And in this continuous process, God and humanity are brought together in a way which makes the labor of the hand the work also of the Spirit. If one reflects on the meaning of this intimate cooperation of the divine and the human in our fields, factories and shops, the nobility of work and its possibilities of spiritual education become impressively clear. In this fellowship, people are trained in imperceptible ways. Spiritual results are accomplished within them of which they are unconscious. The infinite is nowhere more beneficently present than in the strain and anguish of toil. And the necessity of putting forth one's strength in some form of activity is not a hardship, but a divine opportunity. When you honestly give yourself to any kind of work, you make yourself one with others in the creative process. You enter into deepest fellowship with the human race. To work in one's days with your fellow citizens, to accept their fortune, bear their burdens, perform their tasks, and accept their rewards. To be one with them in the toil, sorrow, and joy of life is to put yourself in the way of the richest growth and the purest happiness.